There's a phrase I hear again and again from guys when I first jump on a call with them to find out about their struggles and goals, and it's this. They say, I feel like I deserve more from all of my efforts. Fellas are pissed off because they started out eating better, working out and trying to be healthy, and things were going great to begin with. They were progressing with workouts, losing weight week in, week out, and it probably briefly felt like it was easy and this was going to last forever, but then it all grinds to a halt despite the workouts and the better choices with food. Despite them turning down cake in the office and dialing down their booze, they find their body shape doesn't change for months, the weight stops shifting, and the numbers in the gym aren't improving. Invariably, they give up. I mean, why wouldn't you? You're doing all this effort for no return when you've already tons of other things to get done each week, so that seems like a bad deal. They put the whole getting in shape thing on the back burner for a while, and sometimes that while stretches into months and years. Today, I want to take you through the three main reasons I find for any guy's lack of progress and disappointment in their results, and how you can avoid making the same mistakes. Because from over 15 years of chatting to guys like you about this stuff, more often than not, one of these three reasons is the culprit, and happily enough, they're all fixable too. Hey, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome. I'm a 47-year-old dad of three and a fitness and lifestyle coach to handsome fellas over 40 just like you. Now, the fact I'm not a buff 20-year-old fella is obviously terrible news for me, but it's great news for you because it means any advice I give you about getting in shape after 40 is based on the fact that I am dealing with all the same shit that you are. So it's going to be doable, realistic, and sustainable things that I'm advising you to do. It's not going to involve giving up beer and burgers and the things that keep us sane as we get older. I want to talk about why we fail to make progress when we're trying to lose weight or get in shape in the gym. You see, that first burst of progress sometimes tricks us into thinking we know what we're doing. The thing is, if you're untrained, you're out of shape, your diet's a mess, then any small step in the other direction will get you some quick progress. Your muscles will feel firmer after a few weeks in the gym, regardless of what program you follow. You will be able to lift heavier and work harder and feel fitter quickly as these kind of dormant muscles respond and your lung capacity improves too. And you'll lose a little weight and you'll look and feel less bloated when you just cut back on booze, sugar and portion sizes a bit. And that feels awesome, right? We start dreaming of bench pressing 250 pounds in months because we're adding 10 pounds to the bar each week. We imagine the six pack and the toned body we're going to have because if we keep losing 3 pounds of body fat every week as we've been doing, then that's in sight. But then, like I said, it turns out that this progress isn't nice and linear after all. It turns out if it was that simple, we'd all be an Adonis. And it turns out there's more to this getting in shape caper than we thought. Your discipline and your desire can't be faulted, so by all means keep that up, but you may be shooting yourself in the foot in the three ways I'm going to discuss now. So progress killer number one, you're trying to achieve multiple things at the same time. Your body can respond in multiple good ways to begin with, losing body fat, building muscle and strength, increased fitness, but that has to stop after your newbie gains have peaked. And that's because to lose body fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit, while you need extra fuel to build muscle or complete tough workouts. That means you need to be in a calorie surplus for that. And we make the mistake of trying to do both things at the same time, and we change how we eat each week depending on how we look and feel. I made this mistake in my 30s. I basically gained and lost the same 5 pounds for years. So after 2 weeks, I would say to myself, oh, I'm feeling a bit pudgy, I better cut back on calories. 2 weeks later, I'd say, oh, my arms and legs are looking a bit skinny, it's time to up my calories again. 2 weeks after that, I'm feeling strong, but my belly seems a bit bigger, I better go on a diet for a while. 2 weeks after that, oh dear, I've plateaued in the gym, my t-shirts feel baggy, it's time to bulk up. Literally years I did that and got nowhere. So what I would say to you is, pick a lane for 6 to 8 weeks at a time at least. This means if you want to lose body fat, simply maintaining what you can do in the gym is the goal. Keeping protein high while in a calorie deficit will help you retain what muscle you have. And then if you're losing weight without taking a step back in the gym, that's a win. Then similarly, if you want to build muscle and strength, you need to eat in a slight calorie surplus, say 300 or 400 calories a day. That means you can't really expect to lose any body fat during this time. So if your numbers in the gym are going up while your waist measurement, say around your belly button, stays the same, that's a win too. That means you're not gaining body fat. So do please learn from my lost 30s, I suppose. Understand you can't make progress on multiple fronts for long, so just stop trying. Then progress killer number two, you're not getting enough TLC, so your body can only respond to what you're doing with your diet or training if it's primed to run properly. What I mean is you can't build muscle or make progress in the gym in general if your testosterone is too low, and you can't lose weight if you're insulin resistant and your metabolism is all messed up. And what's the major cause of those problems? Crap sleep and high stress. And yes, there are supplements that can help you boost your testosterone, like zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D. Then ashwagandha, the supplement, can help you lower your cortisol. But basically, nailing your sleep will give your body the mental and physical recovery time it needs to naturally produce enough testosterone to stabilize your ghrelin, that's your hunger signals, so you aren't so snacky, and to lower your cortisol to combat the insulin resistance and your low testosterone. However, here's the thing, when times are tough, even maintenance is still progress, if that makes sense. For me, between 2006 and 2011, when we had our three kids, life was nuts. I learned to accept that staying the same was okay, looking and weighing the same, despite terrible sleep, high stress, inconsistent workouts, and eating convenience food was the win during those years. But assuming you don't have pesky young kids scuppering your plans, here's what to try and do. Obviously, manage your sleep environment better before bedtime by steering clear of screens and alcohol. Get to bed early enough to at least have the chance of getting an average of 7.5 or 8 hours a night. Your body will adapt eventually, even if it feels too early to begin with. And then in bed, block out distractions in your bedroom like noise and light, and please leave your phone away from your side table. Sleep really is the reset button that you need every night to manage stress and speed up your laggy body the next day and get more from all your diet and workout efforts. Now, incidentally, I'm going to link in the description of this episode to my $7 video course, 7-Day 40-Plus Reset. If you feel you need to reboot your body, your hormones, your metabolism, your lifestyle, and your mindset within a week so you're a well-oiled, fully functioning machine when you do embark on a training program or try and lose some weight, then be sure to check that out. And then finally, we move on to progress killer number three. Maybe your workouts and diet aren't actually that great after all. So here's a couple of questions. What's better than zero workouts? One workout a week. What's better than three beers a night? One beer a night. Now, is one beer a night and one workout a week going to get you in shape? No, it's not. Like I said at the start of this episode, when we start out making a few simple lifestyle changes, that helps us feel and look a bit better quite quickly. But that initial burst of progress slows to a stop if you don't keep on doing something that forces your body to change. For example, a workout program that will ensure all-round fitness as you get older and enough of a challenge to force your body to adapt needs to involve progressive resistance. So a bit faster or a bit longer cardio, more reps, more weight, more sets in the gym. You need to track everything and push yourself to achieve a little more each time. Then the program also needs to include a mix of aerobic training for stamina and heart health, anaerobic cardio for our friend running for a bus fitness, and then some resistance training for strength, for muscle, and for looking good in a t-shirt. Then any diet plan that will force your body to keep using body fat stores for energy needs to involve getting into a calorie deficit most days, ideally through eating less and moving a bit more. It needs to ensure you keep protein intake high enough, let's say 120 grams a day, so you retain what muscle mass you have. And then it also needs to be limited to a 4 to 6 weeks time frame, as you can't diet forever. Your body adapts and it'll just stop responding. So If your programs don't deliver those kind of impetuses, if that's a word, your progress will plateau. Even though you're working out a few times a week and you feel like you're on a diet or eating healthily, unless your approach ticks those boxes, you'll get nowhere. So remember, the main mistake I made was trying to lose fat and make relentless progress in the gym at the same time. Please just pick a lane, work on one thing while being happy to maintain the other. And then give your body the recovery time it needs to actually respond the way you want it to. And then finally, make sure your plan delivers the triggers your body needs to change in the way you want it to. So if you'd like to jump on a free call to discuss where you may be going wrong with your approach and to see if my Thrive 2020 coaching program would be what you need, go to www.offercoach.com/thrive. I'll link to that in the description too, because you've already forgotten that. And then any questions you'd like me to answer in the next Q&A episode next week, email me chris@opcoach.com. I love to get emails from listeners like your good self, so please feel free to send me any questions at all that you have. But I'll chat next week, mate. Take care.